Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Broads in for the afternoon show. Hanging out, kicking it. And frustrated. Shocker. 215-592-9494. I'm frustrated because I want to have a basketball team again. And it's just nonstop chaos. And sometimes you can't change certain things about certain people. And it seems as if we are right now stuck in an era where we can't change Sixers basketball. And you would think that means you stay in apathy. But I can't. I don't know how to do that. It's not in my DNA. I'll go through a stage of apathy, but it won't last forever. And at some point, I just go through the cycle. And I'm back at my stage of anger. Because it's something new. Every day. Every day! It's July 16th. Nothing's going on. Nothing! This should be a day where I go, all right, well, what the hell are we going to talk about? But no, of course, the Sixers have as much drama as you could ever imagine. Listen to this. If you remember, Joel Embiid was called out by Tyrese Maxey. Then Tyrese Maxey looked like the hero, and rightfully so. Good move by him to hold someone accountable. Joel Embiid, instead of looking within, instead of looking in the mirror, he decided to get angry about there being a rat in the locker room. Well, he just dropped an extremely long piece with someone at ESPN, and he was interviewed, and he was asked about that situation.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, he said, the past is the past. One thing I'll say, though, it's hard being around people that do that sort of stuff. And then he was pushed a little bit more, and he says they are still around. So whoever the person was who Joel Embiid was not happy with is still around.
Wow, yeah.
And Joel Embiid makes it very clear. He says there's a chance they're still around. And he said, well, free agency started. I don't know what's going on. He goes, nope, there's a chance he's still around.
Oh, yeah. So this is so there's some quarrels that are currently still going on inside the locker room. And he's and the fact that he's kind of hinting at that, it says free agency just started. Would you think that's a Quentin Grimes? Something, who else is floating in free agency like that?
Well, no.
Because he wasn't here.
My guess
is
Eric Gordon.
Yeah, well, Eric Gordon, we re-signed now.
Well,
right?
He had a player option.
Right.
So he was the one that could choose. So
okay. It
could be Embiid going, well, he's going to pick up that player option.
True. And it matters exactly when this was, you know.
When he sat down and had the discussion. Right.
Wow, you're right. And, so, and listen, Eric Gordon is, I'm pretty sure that he's been in situations where he's been outspoken before.
So that wouldn't surprise me. So there you go.
That's outright. That's Joel, again, trying to set a bit of a narrative. And I'm okay with that stuff, I guess.
Well, see, this is where I'm getting a little annoyed with Embiid, as an Embiid fan. When something like this goes down, you get called out by Tyrese Maxey, right? And then you do this interview. Not once do I remember him reflecting, saying, you know what? I do have to be better. I do have to be on time. It's always about, well, that, there's a snitch in the room, or who's saying stuff? Somebody better shut their mouth. Well, while I agree, I wouldn't want to be around people who talk behind my back, say things to the media, especially in that occupation, what stays in the room or what happens in the room stays in the room type of ordeal. So don't get me wrong. I think it's definitely all right for Embiid to feel a certain type of way about what happened. Step one is, what did Tyrese Maxey say?
Exactly.
I don't know if I ever get that out of Embiid.
It's like if you go into a store and you break $1,000 worth of stuff and then you say, I'm sorry, and then you leave. But no, like, you still got to pay back the $1,000 worth of stuff that you broke. Embiid, it's like he's taking this information head on. He's like, oh, yeah, 100% true. It sucks I did that. But he never kind of sits down and goes, I'm so sorry to all my teammates. I'm so sorry to the fans of Philadelphia. So, like, we like it because he accepts it and he says, yeah, that did happen. It sucks that it came out. But he never apologizes to everyone. And we don't know what's going on inside the locker room. You're right.
Yeah. And not only apologizing, but taking a step forward to not be late, to not be on time, to make it a focus and a priority to be there for his teammates throughout the entire journey. Where's that accountability from Embiid? And that's where I think it's reasonable to attack some of the ways that he moves, for whatever it's worth. Let's go to Rob in Overbrook. What's happening, Rob?
What's going on?
How you feeling?
What's going on? I'm pretty good, man.
Good.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I was talking to your Alex, that's your producer.
Yes.
Yeah, it's too late to get upset about the Sixers. You know, it's to the point where if you go high enough, the buck stops somewhere. Mm-hmm. And this is a Josh Harris production. I mean, you can get mad at Daryl Morey, but Daryl Morey is a extension of what Josh Harris wants or what he desires this team to be. So as bad as Daryl Morey is, and he is bad, you know, I've lived through some really bad general managers in Philadelphia sports history, you know, since the 60s, you know, when they traded Wilt Chamberlain on going all the way down to now. Daryl Morey is probably in the top five that I've seen, maybe the top three. He is a horrible general manager, but he's empowered by the owner, and that's why you can't get mad at him, because he's only doing what he can do, because this is a Josh Harris production.
Well, what if, and listen, I understand that Joshua Harris definitely has an impact, owners have impacts, but if Joshua Harris hires what the league regarded at the time Daryl Morey was available after Houston as one of the most premier presidents of basketball ops there are, and he hires him and then takes a step away and doesn't get involved, is Joshua Harris a problem for stepping away and allowing Daryl Morey to run the show?
Yeah, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Jeffrey Lurie hired Chip Kelly. He was supposed to be where the league was going. After 2 years, he saw what was going on. He got rid of the guy. That's a good owner. That's not a guy you can't say, well, you know, he stepped away. And imagine if Chip Kelly has still been involved with this team,
I think that's fair. No, Rob, I think that's fair. But I guess because people hate Joshua Harris, I feel if Joshua Harris gave someone power the way Lurie gave Chip Kelly power, and he 2 years later decided to get the power back, people would be mad that Joshua Harris let whoever it was run the show to begin with, and they wouldn't give him props for snipping it in the bud, if you will. You know what I mean? I don't think he'd ever get the praise that Jeffrey Lurie gets for stepping back in there and saying, give me back my team. No one would give Joshua Harris the praise for that.
I think he would, because you know, hate is we throw this around, especially on sports radio, a lot. Hate. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't hate anybody regarding sports. No, I hate what's going on with Washington D.C. and all that stuff. I hate that. But as far as sports, I don't extend enough of my energy to hate anything about a sports team, because number one, I don't have any skin in the game. You know, except for being a fan, and that really doesn't buy you much in America anymore. So I don't hate any of these. I don't hate Lurie. I don't hate Joshua Harris. I don't hate any of these guys.
Okay.
You know, they're going to do what they're going to do. And you have to either accept it or have enough sense to, and I hope this hits with you, have enough sense to walk away, man. I mean, you know, that kind of energy could interfere with your home life, your kid, child raising, you know, you're putting too much
energy. I'm too much.
Yeah,
okay.
That, man. All you right. got more important things to worry about.
All right. So is that part of your advice now as a father of two is stop worrying about the Sixers?
Yeah. All sports. See, sports is an opiate. You know, it works as a way to desensitize
it's a drug.
Us
that's
and
right.
control us.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it really doesn't mean anything. The Phillies don't mean anything. The Sixers don't mean anything.
Rob, it means the world. It means everything, Rob.
Yeah, no, your kids mean the world.
I know. Rob, thank you. You're the best. I appreciate the phone call.
What about me, Rob? I don't have kids. Yeah. Phillies, the Eagles, guess what takes up my nighttime? Guess what wakes me up
in
the morning?
Then. I love what I do. I love sports. These teams are my life and passion. But when I'm playing with my daughter, all right, I'm not freaking out at her angry because Daryl Morey paid Paul George.
Dude, she'll be screaming in 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? Daryl Morey! Dad, right?
Yeah,
Dad,
there is a way
stink,
to buy.
Right?
Yeah. Her first game. Now, keep in mind, when I say first game, I mean she might have been 3 days old. So that's what I mean, was the game in Seattle with Drew Locke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was her first game ever.
Wow, what a terrible guy. Yep. Don't tell her that.
Well, it was.
Well, now, I mean,
well,
now
no, I'm going to say when she has to deal with, when we're winning a bunch when she's 20, I'm just going to say, your first game.
Drew Locke
during the collapse season.
That's what I was dealing with.
Yeah, you're lucky. You know, you got Jeffrey Lurie. So you got Julian Lurie just running the show perfectly without any skips. No
Eagles
skipping
have,
beats.
Eagles have 8 Super Bowls
yeah.
in the last 20
so
years.
Brooklyn, you have no clue. When you were first born, Daddy was watching Drew Locke go 90 yards on Matt Patricia.
Jeez, man, what a time.
You got it good. That's what I'd say.
I don't know if I hated that coaching staff or the current Sixers coaching staff worse.
That coaching staff.
I think
that coaching staff. Because I don't know what to say about Nick Nurse. I don't know if I even got any information out of Nick Nurse from a basketball level. But I'll tell you, from a managing personality standpoint, I think he did a horrendous job.
I was going to ask you, how do you feel that? Like his he kind of sounds so condescending in every answer. Every press conference seems like he's kind of mad at the Philly fans.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Doc was.
Oh, yeah. He broke.
He broke
in year one.
Yes, and that's the worst part because these guys are still here, man.
I know.
This isn't Toronto.
No.
You don't have quiet Kawhi over there.
No. I think I saw a sign of a coach cracking already, and some of it's not really his fault. It's just, I think, what's happening behind the scenes there. It's chaotic. It's controversial. It's Embiid making decisions. It's Embiid thinking one thing about his knee, the team thinking another thing about his knee, and here's Nick Nurse being the middleman getting thrown into the fire. But
you're
at the
right.
same time, you do have to manage. If you're getting to the point where Tyrese Maxey's screaming at Joel Embiid, then there's miscommunication from someone in charge.
And that's why Nick Sirianni's valuable, because
yeah.
he can handle that type of stuff that happens that we honestly can't see.
Yeah.
It seems like Nick Nurse is fed up with that.
Yep. All right, so far for my advice is you're not outnumbered yet, so you can still enjoy and stop watching the Sixers. That's my advice from callers on what to do as a parent of two now. But I think I am outnumbered a little bit because I have the wife and two daughters. So it's 3-1, isn't it? Unless
oh, yeah.
he means 2-2, parent versus kids. Obviously, he meant 2-2 because that would make it not outnumbered. But
yeah.
I look at it as now there's three women
yeah, in the household
and we have one girl dog and one boy dog. It's 4-2.
Dude, imagine the hair with you, your man bun, mm-hmm. and the three women in your house, that mm-hmm. shower drain. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. That's what you thought of my shower drain?
Honestly, when I think of three girls and you, I think of
a shower drain.
Hair everywhere.
That's what you think of my shower
yes.
drain.
I know you got some pups, too, don't you?
Yeah, we got pups.
Uh-oh.
And one is a shedder. But she's. Uh-oh. Do you think about her hair in my shower drain?
No. Does she take showers with you?
No.
All right.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally.
It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good. She does not take showers.
I just need to make just clear that up.
I'm glad that we got to this somehow, some way. My shower drain. Let's go to the Weave in Maryland. What's up, Weave?
Yo, man. How'd you like that game last night?
It was fun, honestly. The first six innings.
I didn't really like I didn't really like the home run derby. You know, I figured, wow, this is going to be really messed up. It did. You know, when I didn't think Schwarber was going to do as good as he did either. You know,
but, it was a cool moment.
It was great. Getting to the Phillies, I think that might help them. You know, it's definitely going to build up some confidence for your boy Schwarber, you know what I mean?
I hope so. It's a big second half. I hope so.
They're going to have to pay him, though, you know what I mean?
Sure, or he walks.
Why not give him some money?
Or he walks.
And getting back over to the Sixers, oh, my gosh, you do got a mess over there. But I'm just going to be brief. And if you look at the players that the Sixers had bad contracts with, you look at going all the way back. This is what I'm thinking. Going all the way back to Tobias Harris, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you pile on Paul George. You had Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler. You had P.J. Tucker, don't you? That's on the Knicks now. You had Mikal Bridges. You had and now you traded Gershon, or you let him go. Gershon
Yabusele.
Yabusele.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's upper management. That's Daryl Morey, and we all know it. But with the team you got now, you know, I think we just got to figure out a way, you know, to let you got to let coach, you know, work his, you know, whatever he can work with. And I like the rookie. He looks good.
Yeah, he does.
Looks good.
Yep.
I like him, and I like the other guy they got. In the draft.
Oh, that second round draft, the big dude who can't jump.
Well, Barkley gave him a nice and his coach said that he was one of the best players that came out of there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Listen, he played at Auburn and winning type of player. And we thank you so much for the call. I greatly appreciate it. I'm not going to sit here and act like I know everything about his game. He definitely didn't have the best skill.
Dude, he's been hitting threes.
Well, that's the crazy
Johnny
part
Broome.
Yeah. I could be wrong. Is it pronounced Yanni? It's spelled Johnny, maybe pronounced Yanni. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I think I heard Spike say that when he got drafted, because no one knows that much about
Spike's
him.
Spike's a basketball guy.
He's a basketball man. So we could do the research on that. You're right, though. He hit a couple of threes, and you wonder if the three is going to be a part of his game or not. And he didn't have the best, not the skills thing that he does, but the jumping and whatever the combine. I lost my word there. But the combine, maybe not everything jumped off the page, but there's something about the winning style that he brought in college, and we'll see. But there's so much here on the line with the Paul Georges of the world and Joel Embiid's status and everything. It's hard for me to get into the thick of a second-round draft pick.
We're just never going to get to see this team at full speed. Because what do you think the ramp-up process is going to be once he's back?
For who?
For Paul George. I mean, exactly for who. I mean, Joel Embiid, you can at least just sit down, and I guess we got to accept that. Paul George, he's the big signing. Like, we had to just accept the fact he wasn't going to help us last year. Set him down. We were already not making the playoffs. But now this is the time when we're supposed to get them healthy. And here we are again, just like going into every playoffs with Embiid getting injured and saying, this can't happen again. Here we are again.
I think they're going to do something where it takes forever for them to get back on the floor, and they're just going to maybe skip the first 30-something games and just say, you know what, screw the first 30. It's irrelevant. Let's get us to the trade deadline and see if we can play 20-something games and roll into the playoffs. I wonder if that's their – because they know the alternative doesn't work. They've tried it. They wanted to see if Embiid can come back and join the team way too early than expected, which led to other injuries. And they knew that Paul George wasn't 100%, so they eventually shut him down, but they waited too long. And now they're just going to play the game of forget the BS, forget the nonsense. We're strictly just not going to ramp anybody up until it gets to a point where they're halfway through the year, and then we'll roll the dice because there's nothing else we can do. We tried everything already. It sucks that we're here, but this is what's going to be best to put our team in a position to compete the best they can. Whether it's enough or not, we don't know, but if we're going to maximize this group based off of where everybody is physically, this is what needs to happen. And we saw them kind of try that last year with, we don't care if we're in a play-in game. We don't care if we're in a play-in situation. Just get in. So knowing that's part of their brand in the past, it's probably going to be something very similar to this. If not, maybe even multiplied by two or three because of it being another year of dealing with more physical pain and surgeries. Paul George just had surgery. Paul George just had surgery. Am I begging for Furkan Korkmaz back? Is that where I am? Where at least then I watched basketball.
Dude, Dario Saric could give me more on the court right now
Saric
in the forward position than Paul George will, dude.
Dario Saric.
I miss him. Give me him back.
We're talking Dario Saric, and I watched TJ McConnell get double teamed in the NBA Finals. And Paul George just had surgery. Oh.
Listen, we'll be there soon.
Oh, I just want it back in my life. Let's go to Lawrence in Philly. What's up, Lawrence?
What's up, man?
How you feeling?
Man, y'all guys got me kind of confused, man. Uh-uh. I've been calling this show, man, since Angelo, man. Before Angelo, man. And I'm just curious, man, that you guys know the history of Philadelphia, man.
What exactly about it?
About the four major sports, man. When you had all these icons, like, at each sport, man, like MLB, Mike Smith, Steve Carlton, Reggie White, Jaworski.
Yeah. What about the Sixers?
Come on, man.
What about our pain with the Sixers?
Dr. J and Moses Malone.
They can't help us. What, are they going to come save us?
Yeah, well,
I wish we had Dr. J.
How do we fix the Sixers?
The only point is that I don't know if you guys have seen these people play before, man, but they had this as a fan, man.
I know, but I want that back. That's my point is I need to get to that with my Sixers basketball, and we're very far from it.
And I agree with you, man. I ain't gonna never agree with the Brush, man. I love the Brush show, man. I listen all the time, man.
Well, thanks, Lawrence.
My only problem is, man, that like I just think like when they keep, they never go back to the 70s and the 80s. We still listen to the show, but they never go back and bring up these iconic people, man, that really started the whole genre of fans being on board with every sport, man.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Listen, we could use well, little defense, maybe AI. Hey, just go see what they're doing. Because my will is Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
And since I've been alive, not much competition.
215-592-9494. That is the phone number. Sixers apathy. Sixers anger. Sixers depression. Where do you fall in the stages of grief? I accepted this is who they were about a year and a half ago. I'm back to anger. I went backwards. And hearing the Paul George injury news just put a dagger in my heart, and I'm just angry again. There was just no sugarcoating it. Do the Sixers even deserve this type of energy, though? Do they deserve this type of care out of me? Or should they be out of sight, out of mind, screw them until proven otherwise? Which way should we go about this as a fan base? I'm calling for the city to come together so we could come up with a consensus on exactly how we should handle this as a group. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, what name pops into your head first when thinking of the Sixers' failures? Is it Embiid? Is it Morey? Wait till you hear the results coming up next. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP. Welcome back in to the afternoon show. Broads hanging out with you at 215-592-9494. Taking a look at this Sixers team as it's mid-July and we get hit with the news that Paul George needs surgery and Joel Embiid has not participated in basketball activity. And there's a huge ESPN story on Embiid that is very, very, very long, very, very, very detailed. And there's a lot of things when you dive into it that is a little annoying, if I'm going to be true to you all. And I'm an Embiid fan, so this is coming from one of his big supporters. But, you know, still talking about the controversy of Maxey calling him out and what type of rat is in the locker room and just some other. You know, there's some things that are very sad in the story. There are some things family-oriented and his roots and his upbringing and his, you know, just everything with losing family members. I mean, it's definitely hitting the heartstrings at points for sure. And then there are some things basketball-related that I roll my eyes at because I think we should be past that and more mature than that and we're not there yet and maybe we'll never be there and maybe there's a correlation on why we are the franchise that we are with him as the front dog. I don't know. It's a lot of emotions. And I'm just trying to figure out if they're justifiable, really. If I should be putting this much blood, sweat, and tears into Sixers getting back on track, or do they deserve the irrelevancy? Do they deserve not being mentioned, not being talked about, not being thought about, and being background noise, and being fourth on the list, and no one even caring to tune into regular season games? Should it be that? Or should we put our foot on the gas trying to find life again with our team? And I lean towards that. I mean, there's just no doubt about it that I deserve, as a sports fan, the ability on a Tuesday night in October to sit back and watch Sixers Bulls at 8 o'clock and know my five starters, okay? To know the first eight guys that are playing, the first three guys off the bench. I should have an idea about continuity, and I should understand the rotations, and I should know at this minute mark, this is going to happen. Okay, I see a plan. I see growth. I see development. I see what Nick Nurse is trying to do with VJ. I see McCain. I see his development. I just understand the flow and the identity of the team, where on a night-to-night basis, they may be playing some bum squad that wins 12 games all year, whatever. but it's about, okay, how are the Sixers together as one making progress as a team under Nick Nurse? And that should be what I study through 82 games, and I deserve that. I do. I deserve that. So we're talking about it. Am I right here, or am I off base to be angry and upset about the Sixers knowing this is who they are? Should apathy be my thought?
How do you even plan? How if you're Nick Nurse and you're the front office, how do you plan to now start out of the gate, start hot when you don't know if Paul George and Embiid are going to be there? What offense are you going to run? How are you going to push the ball through? Are you going to get it down low? How do they plan for any of this when they don't know who their starting five is going
to
be?
Here's your answer. They plan for it to be without George.
Exactly. So we can't even expect the hot start out of the gate because they got to be. I mean, are they making up a game plan for game by game? Because obviously they don't have two of their best players for who knows how many games to start a season. It just sucks because everyone is starting. We're starting below everyone already because we can't get an identity until these two guys get back in the lineup. It's going to be a who's in, who's out this night, and it's going to hurt Maxey. It's just, I'm sorry. It's just, I sit back here, and it just the more I think about it, too, the more I'm reading this over here and what you're saying, it's going to be a problem.
It's brutal. Okay, our Twitter poll is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. So I asked the people, what name pops into your head first when thinking of the Sixers' failures? I wanted to add more names, but I only went with two, just to see the disparity between them. And Joel Embiid is at 43%. Daryl Morey at 57%. So it seems as if majority of the people out there look at Daryl Morey as more of the face of the Sixers' failures more than Embiid. And that makes me happy. Just because, and that could be a loud minority, but the Embiid hate is so irrational and so egregious and so out on left field sometimes for me that it just sounds as if he's going to get all the blame and he's going to be the reason why it was a disaster when it's all said and done, because there's just a grouping of Sixers fans who feel that way. But I'm glad that it seems as if the blame is going more towards Morey than not. I was going to put Ben on there because I think of Ben Simmons as a part of why this didn't work. Others are mentioning maybe putting Joshua Harris on the list. I didn't want to water it down. I think between Embiid and Morey, those are probably the two biggest faces of Sixers basketball over the last X amount of years, and it seems like Daryl Morey is leading the way. So we'll see how that continues as we move along here. Let's go back to the phones. I appreciate everybody's patience here. Let's go to Jack in Asbury Park. What's up, Jack?
What's up, brother? How you been?
Good. How are you?
Good. Listen, I'm right there with you. I think I have to, for my own sanity, it has to be apathy until the Sixers demonstrate to me that there is a plan to go forward. Like you said, there's no strategy. The best that I can hope for out of this season is that we're going to see some of these young guys like Edgecombe come and ball out, and like we're at least going to feel like there's a future to be had somewhere. But Paul George is a podcaster. Joel Embiid is going to be on limited minutes. God knows how limited. I just don't see a way forward with that. Like this year, I don't expect success at all. I'm kind of just planning for the future. It's especially hurtful for me, too, because I was a New Jersey Nets fan. And I got abandoned all those years ago. So I've just been, I had to migrate fandoms, and now I've just been waiting around, and it's just nothing's shaking.
Now, what really year? Did you follow the Brooklyn Nets at all? Or like the second they went to Brooklyn, you dipped? Okay. So
no,
the second.
They went to Brooklyn. I was like, they're abandoning me. I'm done with them. I'm not going to.
Okay.
That's it.
So then you got rewarded by following the Sixers.
With nothing. I got rewarded with nothing.
painful, man.
Yeah, I want to save you from that, though. And talk about Schwarber last night.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Look, the All-Star game, at face value, it's just for fun anymore. You don't get the home field advantage. It's for fun. And it was a great game. I really enjoyed watching it. I got to tell you how I couldn't help but grin that Kyle Schwarber got the opportunity to win that game for the National League, and Pete Alonso was left on the bench. Yeah. Did not even get up there to take a swing. Kyle Schwarber completely stole the limelight at the biggest possible moment. And I got to say, I think there's something to be said about momentum coming out of that. I do. Not that the game is for anything anymore, like I said, but I just it feels like there's something to that. I don't know if you agree, but...
Listen, I don't know. It didn't hit me that it was going to be momentum swinging, but it didn't hit me as this is not going to help. I don't know. Maybe there's some... Listen, I am so desperate for any sort of momentum and any sort of second-half major push that you can sell me this and I'll buy stock into it, but I don't know how much stock, but I'm willing to maybe put a couple pennies down, hoping that you're right. That's all.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm just, you know, I'm kind of just glad that Mets fans didn't get to watch their guy do it. I guess that's what it really comes down to.
You're damn right,
Edwin
Jeff.
Diaz blew the game, too. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that was fantastic.
It was.
I was on the phone with my buddy who's a Yankees fan. He was like, you must be loving this right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, for the side question on what to look forward to as a parent of two, what's your advice for me?
So, listen, I'm not a parent of two, but I am one of two children.
Okay, that works.
And my sister is my best friend in the entire world.
Oh,
and okay. I've always said that she is like a built-in friend. Like, there's just never been a question. Even when we fight, we're over it right away. I love her more than anything in the world. And I think that if it goes the right, you know, you can see siblings sometimes don't get along like that. But if it goes the right way for your kids, and I really hope it does, that is a really special relationship that can't be replaced with anything else. So I hope that you're family unit gets to enjoy that.
Yeah,
same
Jack. Thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate that. I got the little smiles over here. Yeah, little smiles.
Yeah, you look nice.
Thanks.
You look happy. Glowing.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of the two girls in the playroom and they're playing with their Barbies and they're having fun and they're sharing. And all that
you know, it's stuff. Nice. You'll never run out of headbands anymore because there's gonna be.
You think I'm taking their head? They're going to be, I guess they might be taking my headbands.
I was going to say headbands. What are they, unisex if they're not the plastic ones?
They're unisex.
There you go.
All right, they're unisex.
All right.
I'm using manly hair ties. All right.
Yeah, I know.
I'm using
bug.
Manly headbands. God, criticizing me, man. I just got back today. Are you kidding me? I
miss you, dude.
First.
I missed three shows with you.
You take shots at my drain, my shower drain. And now I don't wear manly enough headbands.
Hey, listen.
What?
You're in touch with your manliness.
Yeah,
right?
I am. You're damn right I am.
You look great.
Thank you.
You always do.
Thank you very much.
I just missed you.
That's okay. I can respect that. Thank you. Let's go to Darren in North Philly. What's up, Darren?
Hey, yo, man. What's up with y'all, man? That guy was, oh, my. Lawrence, what y'all do to him? Y'all give him something?
Oh, Lawrence.
Y'all gave Lawrence a pill or something. My God, was he that K&A talking to y'all?
Man, a coffee.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. What happened.
I roll with
God.
The punches.
A sergeant. Oh, my God. Fidel 3 going back in old names. And what is this guy doing? Like, seriously.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Hey, love your show, man. Love your show, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Real fast. As far as blame, it's very simple. You know, the best that never was, that's his name, and that's Joel Embiid. Mm. He's going down as the best that never was, and it's a shame.
Yeah, you might be right on that, and that hurts.
He's one of the all-time greatest players in the NBA history, but the fact that his mentality and his childish antics and his fragility, which is, like, so weak and soft, he will go down as the best that never was, man. And that's the sad part. But that's why the Sixers ain't going nowhere until he leaves. And I blame him for this.
I think it's part of it. I think there's many when a franchise gets this low, I don't think it's just one person. I mean, I think that there's a lot of layers to it. I think as much as people don't want to hear this, I do believe the Ben Simmons stuff played a role. I believe Daryl Morey's decision-making made a role. I think there's 5, 6, 7 pieces to the pie that you look at.
But okay, Embiid, I can accept that.
Embiid's mentality, as much
but
as
Embiid
I appreciate
is,
him, is...
It starts with Embiid. Yeah. So he holds the bulk of it, man. This man has been the biggest disappointment since he's been here, man. This guy could have been we could have had him up there where Shaq and the rest of the main ones at in the history of basketball. But he doesn't want it, man. He doesn't want it. He wants to be a flashy point guard, a flashy shooter from the outside instead of listening and watching.
But isn't that what Jokic is? Jokic is a passer, and he operates from the three-point line, and he has vision.
We don't need him to do that. That's the point.
But I think that's just the nature of where the game is, though. You got to be able to do that, or you can't survive.
I think personally that you create your game. You created. The man is an animal. He's huge. There is no one that can stop him down low. Why would you not want to take advantage
Because
of that?
You have to space the floor. And for a while there, Ben Simmons couldn't shoot, so you had to push him out there because you needed to space the floor. So you had to.
I agree.
You know? Yeah. And that's where the layers come in is. You're right, though. Look, I would love for him to get down low and just body people, and sometimes I see him on a guard, and I'm like, dude, you know? And the crazy part is, he's a 5 who I used to watch defend guards out by the perimeter and hold his own as they drove the lane, and I'm like, this is insane! But then,
insane.
You know, it's not
yes,
enough.
Right.
I know. It's crazy.
Real fast, Schwarber, that's my guy, man. I love him. I'm going to go get my 12 jersey today.
Nice.
And then, because I love last night, but then I'm going to just say this. As far as you and your parenting skills?
Well, it's just, I am now a father of 2, so just what
beautiful,
to expect with 2 kids now instead of 1.
Well, this is what you need to do. Let me explain this to you real fast.
Okay.
You have to master the art of the stare.
Oh.
No, listen, it's very simple. My father, what I want you to do is put your arm out, extend your arm out straight.
Okay.
Straight ahead.
Okay.
Put your hand out and palm up. Turn it, then turn it a good 45-degree angle.
Okay.
And then from that point on, when they act up, you look at them like that, and you just give them the John Chaney stare.
Okay.
And you don't do nothing else.
You want me to do?
I promise you, if you master the stare, you will have complete dominance and control over their behavioral action. Mark my words.
I wrote it down. Darren, thank you. I wrote it down. The stare. Here's the thing, though. I'm just being open and honest with the people. I look at my daughter. Heart melts.
Not much you can do.
Heart melts.
Not much.
What do you want me to do? You think I'm going to point at it? Now, I'm just being honest again. If it was a boy... Guess what? Roughhousing, the
right.
stare, the
goalie,
whole thing.
Goalie every time.
The whole thing.
Ripping pucks at them.
What am I going to give the daughters the stare?
No. They can do whatever they
whatever
want.
You want daddy's credit card? All right.
You want 17 ice cream bars before bed? Go ahead.
So the other day I had to go to Dick's Sporting Goods, and my wife is recovering, so I was like, I'll take Brooklyn.
There you go.
We'll go to Dick's Sporting Goods, get a little father-daughter day. when I tell you I had to get my coffee, of course. Donuts. Here she is in the back seat of the car. Once we parked, just devouring faces
munchkin, covered in vanilla
frosting and sprinkles and yeah, the whole thing. Just come on, man. You want a donut? She's getting a donut. What am I gonna say now? And give her the stare? She's getting the donut.
Dude, what better way to silence a kid than giving them food? Yeah, like that's gonna be a tough thing for me as a dad because they're gonna blow up. So that's what I do to my cat, man. Take 17 treats. Take 17 treats and be quiet.
It. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I do that with the dogs, too. But, yeah, the stare. I can't get the stare to the daughter, man. That's not going to work. All right, Alonzo in Philly. Hey, Alonzo.
Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling.
I want to tell you one thing. I have two daughters.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, if you believe in God, pray that he finds a way for you.
That's awesome. I love it.
It's the truth. It's the truth because you're going to need it.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm telling you, and the worst thing that can happen to you is when you watch her behavior, and it's the same behavior that you have exhibited, but she never saw you.
That's awesome.
And then you know your immortality will live on.
Yep, because that's a young broach right there. That's a scary thing to think about, is a woman version of me running the streets.
there's one other one you have to watch out for, is when the favorite, and there's always a favorite, no matter how much we don't want to admit it, and you're going to be the favorite or you're going to be lesser than the favorite, but this is the reality of it, is when she holds your neck and won't let go.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to know right then and there. There's always one. There's always one. But now, let me get to this point. I can't blame, what's his name, Maxie and NB, because they get in a rhythm of passing the ball. When he comes back, that's disruptive. Okay? You don't know when he's going to be there, when he's not going to be there. And they need to get rid of him. He is not going to be the same he was. He's on a decline. All right?
I agree. I would find a way to move him.
Move him and move Paul George. George was a phenomenal player. No longer. He was. We are a young team. They should have a garage sale for Embiid and Paul George. Cut their losses.
Let me ask you this. I'm just playing devil's advocate, even though I agree with you. I would love to cut ties with both and get a refresh. But if you were an opposing team, what would be the intrigue to acquire an Embiid or a Paul George at this stage of their careers?
And you know what? There is no intrigue because they have massive contracts and they're old. And so you're in a very, very – you got to cut your losses.
Yeah.
One thing I'll say this. Listen. You take Howie. Remember when the Eagles went 13-1 and the quarterback was injured? All right?
Mm-hmm.
And he drafted – who did he draft?
My guy.
He drafted a quarterback. No matter what anyone said, he had the foresight to say, look, we got to cut this guy. Wentz is gone. We're having problems. We gave him the money. And guess what? He moved on. And see, one thing about the Eagles – guess what? If you're unable to play, they don't pay.
Yeah. And I guess, and here's the one difference.
And they didn't stay around.
Yeah.
And see, so you got to look at Daryl Morey. He's not the guy for the job. He's just not the guy. What is it based on that he's the guy? Okay, he drafted Maxie.
Maxie, okay. McCain, and VJ. And thank you. I appreciate the call. Those three. And that's what I was just about to say about the Daryl Morey thing is, for as bad as he's been with some of the decisions made with financial stuff and moves, you know, with Paul George and all, I mean, I got to be honest with you, as much as I can't stand where they are kind of weirdly set up nicely with three young studs, you know? And I don't know many teams that have this type of dysfunction with Paul George and Embiid with this type of intrigue coming up. So he kind of weirdly set you up nicely even through the disappointment. It's just now cutting bait and cutting ties. But the Wentz thing, here's the issue with the difference between the NBA and the Eagles is Howie Roseman can manipulate the cap space a lot differently in the NFL than you can in the NBA. show the flexibility that Howie Roseman has when figuring out how to trade Wentz. And I think Wentz also, what your trade value was when you got rid of Wentz is significantly higher than Joel Embiid at this point in his career. You probably, if the price was so low, I could see a team taking a flyer on Embiid because of the what-if factor, and they could be blinded by the what-if factor. The Paul George thing, though, I think he's just flat-out cooked. And he is a podcaster more than he is an NBA talent at this point. And that's a hard pill to swallow, considering he was supposed to hold the fort down for you and carry the workload when Embiid was going to miss time and not play 60-something regular season games. That was the idea. Him, Maxey, they would carry the workload and beat Charlotte and beat these regular season teams that are stiffs and nobodies, and they will help you. Well, help. What is Paul George? I can't even tell you one thing that Paul George has done. I mean, they just had surgery, by the way. I don't know if you heard me or not. Paul George had surgery. It never ends. 215-592-9494. I see you guys on hold. You're amazing. Thank you so much for waiting patiently. We will continue to rock your phone calls rolling into the 4 o'clock hour coming up next. The Sixers, is it right to feel anger again, or should I be in apathy? Do the Sixers even deserve this type of energy? Am I wrong to care this much about a basketball team that is so poorly stuck? But something's telling me, Broads, you feel this way for a reason. Because you are right to demand your basketball team to get back on track. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, your phone calls. And how Joel Embiid attacked his MVP season from an individual view. Was he right? Was he wrong? We'll talk about it. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on 94WIP.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.